turning things off. Upsides with Polly? No, he'd find that Paul would soon leave him behind. To turn things off? Oh, she's too quick to be a caught by every trick. One day, our Jimmy stole downstairs on Mary Polly, unawares. While her nimble tongue did run, a-telling all alive with fun to Sister Anne, how Simon here did hanker at her at fair. "He left," cried Polly, "Cousin Jin, and kept we us all down the lane, and which why ever we did lead, he followed over hill and mead. And we has had a shaggy hair, and sleek brown coat that he'd wear, and collar that had reached so high as his two red ears are pretty nigh. He swung his tail with steps of pride, back, right and left, from side to side, awaking on with heavy strides, a half behind and half upsides." "Who's that?" cried Jimmy, all agog, and thought he had her now, hand pat. "That's Simon here." But no. "Who's that?" cried she at once. "Why, uncle's dog. Well, what have you been misled, I wonder? Tell me what I said." One evening, as she sat beside the wall, a wrangling vine to hide, a prattling on, as she did send her needle at her finger's end, on drew the work she had in hand, some brand new thing that she'd a' planned. Jim overheard her take again a Robin Hine of Ivy Lane. "Oh, no, what, he?" she cried in scorn. "I wouldn't gi' a penny varin. The best of him's outside in view. His coat is gay enough, 'tis true. But then, the wold volk didn't bring un up to know a single thing. And as for zingin', what to seem his zingin's nothing but a scream."
"So ho," cried Jim.
"Who's that then, Mary, that you be now a takin' o'?" "He thought to catch her then. But no," cried Polly. "Oh, why, Jin's canary. Well, what have you been misled, I wonder? Tell me what I said."